Lively Stones Meditations for Monday, 27th June 2022. Children of the Free, reading from Galatians chapter 4, verses 27 to 31. For it is written, Rejoice, O barren, you who do not bear. Break forth and shout, you who are not in labor. For the desolate has many more children than she who has a husband. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are children of promise. But as he who was born according to the flesh then persecuted him who was born according to the Spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what does the Scripture say? Cast out the bondswoman and her son. For the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. So then, brethren, we are not children of the bondwoman, but of the free. In Isaiah 54, we read the words, Sing, O barren, sometimes written as, Sing, O barren woman. Looking at the concordance, we can see that it could equally well be translated as Rejoice, unfruitful one. This seems such an odd way to be, especially as we are called to bear fruit. Isaiah's verses have been coming to me in song regularly over the last few days, and so I feel that the Lord is speaking to something, and I need to hear and pay attention. Paul explains the matter in Galatians 4. Something which I confess that I have utterly failed to see, despite having read the letter to the Galatians on many occasions. This is in itself worthy of comment. Why the Lord reveals a thing only after we ask him for that revelation. But that is not the main point now. Cast out the bondswoman and her son was a word that Milady and I heard many years ago. And its significance reverberates still for all of us. At the root of the matter is our ancestry, the family line that goes back to Abraham. But which line? Paul reveals a natural line, and that goes through the son of the slave woman, who was named Ishmael, the progenitor of Islam, and a spiritual line going through the son of the free woman, Sarah, who was Isaac. In Genesis 26, verses 2 to 5, we are shown, Then the Lord appeared to him and said, Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land of which I shall tell you. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendants I give all these lands, and I will perform the oath which I swore to Abraham your father. And I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven. I will give to you descendants of all these lands, and in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Paul was telling us that we are the children of the free, the children of the promise, of the line of Isaac and not Ishmael, that our hope, our life, is not in the natural realm, but in the spiritual kingdom of Jesus Christ, because we are reborn out of bondage and into new life. And once there, we need to stand firmly in that freedom. Meditate on these things. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Stand therefore in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. And finally, a holy occupation, Oswald Chambers on prayer, which requires childlikeness. I am there in the midst of them. A wonderful picture. A group of our Lord's children around the knees of the Heavenly Father making their requests known in familiarity, in awe and reverence, in simplicity and confidence in him, and in humble certainty that he is there. From Christian Discipline.